I'm Aaron Kimball with VPR News. Signs that encourage people to thank farmers for the views are showing up in the Lamoille County. In Lamoille County this fall's foliage season. Silene DeSoucis is the Agriculture Outreach Coordinator for the Lamoille County Conservation District. She puts the small signs in some of the hay fields she visits for work.
A lot of those views I think people have forgotten are really agricultural landscapes. They're working landscapes. They support dairy and livestock farmers. We do grow corn in Lamoille County, but I would say most of our crops are hay, which are just these beautiful green fields that I think create the contrast for beautiful foliage this time of year.
She says she hopes the signs will prompt people to support local farmers when buying groceries like milk and meat. And a homeless shelter in downtown Montpelier could open early thanks to a $10,000 appropriation from the City Council in the Vermont capital. The appropriation came after a request from the newly formed Homelessness Task Force Committee. Shelter officials say they'd like to open the shelter in the Bethany Church November 1st, 2 weeks ahead of schedule. The Times Argus reports the Good Samaritan Haven in Barrie has 30 beds for the homeless. It also runs two overflow shelters at the Heading United Methodist Church in Barrie with 14 beds and the Bethany Church shelter in Montpelier with 20 beds. The Good Samaritan shelter operates year-round, while the overflow shelters normally operate from November 15th through April 15th. The Eye in the Sky forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny, with some late-day clouds near the Massachusetts border, highs in the low to mid-60s, clear this evening except for some clouds in southeastern areas, then clouds increasing after midnight, lows from the upper 30s to mid-40s. For VPR News, I'm Aaron Kimball.